Zimbabwean opposition MDC party leader Morgan Tsvangirai was unable to attend a regional summit on Zimbabwe's political crisis today after being denied a passport by authorities. The meeting of the heads of state of Angola, Swaziland, and Mozambique, who formed the Security Committee of the Southern African Development Community, is aimed at trying to help Zimbabwe's political rivals break a deadlock in negotiations on forming a cabinet. Tsvangirai was given an emergency travel document yesterday, valid only for Swaziland, and not for South Africa, which he needs to pass through. Spokesperson for London's Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, spoke with Kelsey Brennan-Wessels about the continuing challenges the MDC faces in the power-sharing agreement.
Tsvangirai has been denied a passport for some time on the spurious grounds that they've run out of paper. It's possible to get a passport in Zimbabwe if you've got money, and the more money you have, the easier it is. But it's a deliberate attempt to disrupt this latest round in an effort to secure a settlement in Zimbabwe.
Now that the MDC is not going to be present at the SADC meeting, can power-sharing talks go ahead?
The talks can go ahead, but the three parties from SADC, Swaziland, Angola, and Mozambique, are all supporters of Mugabe. So it's unlikely that they'd put any real pressure on him to accommodate the MDC. What people are calling for is for pressure from the outside world to be placed on SADC. There is a suggestion that government-to-government aid to the 15 SADC countries should be suspended until they meet their obligations to observe human rights in Zimbabwe.